right. Well, it's time to learn a little something and also maybe point and giggle at others so that you feel better about your own life. We've got this round of It Happened in Florida here. And you can get in and compete at 844-4WW-SHOW if you'd like to. Pretty simple. Spot the story that actually took place in Florida. They're all true stories, but they could have happened anywhere all over the globe. And Florida is consistently cranking it out. So we celebrate by you spotting that story first. Woody will kick us off with story number one.
We're all parents here on the Woody and Wilcox Show, so we've all had the pleasure of our kids going through their possessive phase, right? That's my cup! That's my toy! That's mine! That's mine! And it's all you ever hear for about 2 years or so, right? Something like that.
It gets worse if there's a sibling.
It does get worse if there's a sibling, and I bring it up because eventually they do grow out of that phase, hopefully. However, the woman in story number one did not grow out of it, as she is now behind bars for, a whole host of things. Her kid came home from school and grabbed a cup that she uses. And so she immediately was like, that's my cup. And at that point, began attacking the child. Not a good thing. However, it was when the cops were called, because the neighbors heard the screaming going on, she did what anybody would do at that point. Took off all her clothes, ran out into the yard, grabbed a huge pile of dog poop, and smeared it all over her body. She then ran to try and grab a sword and attack the police officers, and they're like, we're going to go ahead and put an end to this. Is it in Florida where she handles things the most adult way I think we could possibly imagine?
Chelsea, you've been through a couple of breakups.
Yep.
What usually happens when, and let's say you're living with the dude in your case, and things go sour.
Okay.
And he moves out of your apartment. What usually transpires at that point?
It's very nice. You set a date to, you know, go get your stuff, one of the parties, and shake hands and have a good life.
Well, that's not the way it went in story number two. They broke up, and it was time for him to move out. So she went to bed, and he cleared out his stuff. And when she woke up in the morning, just what you'd expect, the toilet's been taken. That old story.
The toilet?
That's right. While he packed up all of his stuff to move out, apparently as retribution, he also stole her toilet. Now, why would he steal her toilet?
He bought it.
Well, she only had one bathroom. So pretty good retribution, I suppose, when she no longer has a toilet in her apartment. I guess that was the thinking behind it.
It wasn't done out of love.
Like, what? Right. I think we've nailed that one down, Chelsea. I don't think so either. You ever have somebody steal your toilet after a breakup? She told the authorities that she's been using the bathroom at the Taco Bell down the street.
It's not funny.
It's inconvenient.
Yeah. Is it Florida where a woman and a dude broke up and he stole her toilet in the middle of the night? Woody's got the third and final story for you.
Third and final story has to do with the police asking for the public's help in apprehending a hippo spanker. As a video was posted online of a man at this particular zoo hopping a fence, sneaking up behind and spanking a 4-year-old hippopotamus named Rosie. Now, Rosie and her mom were just sitting in the enclosure. In the video, you see the guy sort of look at the camera and give like the high five and the thumbs up. Yeah, I just spanked a hippopotamus.
Is that a euphemism for something?
It is not. He was at a zoo and was able to get close enough and reach over an enclosure wall and smack one of the hippopotamuses on the backside. Zookeepers are saying hippos are dangerous animals and it could have gone south at any moment. This guy falls in, bad things would have happened. Do you realize that hippopotamuses kill about 500 people in Africa every year? I don't think of them as being that violent, but apparently they are. They'd like to have a word with this man and he could be facing charges.
Maybe it's unintentional, those deaths. I mean, they're just huge animals.
Oh, I think they're intentional. No. It's the look in the hippopotamus's eye. Was it in Florida where he jumped over a wall and was able to spank the hippopotamus? Charles is up first to try and solve our quiz. Charles, all three stories actually did happen. Only one of them went down in Florida. Can you tell us which one?
I'm going to go story number three.
Now, California, the L.A. Zoo is seeking some answers from whoever posted the video of a man spanking a four-year-old hippopotamus.
If you're spanking the hippo, 844-4WW-SHOW is the way that you can get through.
Wang.
Jack, thanks for the wang on the end. Jack, 50-50 shot.
I'm going with story number one.
Number one, yeah. A woman in Florida who is having a rough day in Pensacola, Florida, after police arrested her. She smeared the dog poop all over her and was attacking them with a sword.
Story number two doesn't give a byline. This was a Reddit story, but I'm going to assume that it didn't happen in Florida so that we can all move on with our lives.
Police are investigating whether or not it's a crime. They currently have nothing to go on.
Step into my office.
Why?
Because you're fired.
Get that, Chelsea. They have nothing to go on.
All right, I'll admit that was a crappy pun.
I can't this early.
All right. That'll be plenty.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.